The dictionary defines the word adapt as adjusting to be suitable for a new use or condition. And that's what Jack Ehrman of Waterloo and emeritus UNI professor Nancy Hamilton had in mind in 2006 when they established a camp for athletes in wheelchairs. Ehrman, who has three sons with disabilities, gets emotional when he talks about the lack of opportunities.
There are other camps kind of being started to do different things, but, for the normal, quote, normal, whatever that is, athlete, they have hundreds of camps, and there's been hundreds of camps available, for a long period of time. We're talking about one camp.
Ehrman says the purpose of the camp is much more than just sports.
UNI does not put any money into the camp, but they do allow us to use the facilities. And then we also pay for dorm rooms. We stay overnight. We eat the meals here. So they get a pretty good feel for what campus life is. And in one sense, kind of gives them some goals to shoot for.
One of the athletes shooting for a higher goal is 18-year-old Jordan Houdeshell of Marion. He knows a little something about being competitive. He recently broke his school's record for pull-ups with 35 and then did 12 more with his wheelchair strapped to his body. Houdeshell travels to Indianapolis next week for the Junior National Paralympic time trials.
I think I'm just going to do the 100-meter dash, and I run right around a 19-second, like a low 19-second 100-meter dash, which is like right at the maximum time that it can be.
One of Jordan's inspirations is 17-year-old John Litzko of Waterloo. He competed in track and field events when he was in junior high, but has since made history in the world of cross country.
Cross country I started my sophomore year of high school. I was the first of the nation to do it. Now it's an IHSA, sanctioned sport. You can go to districts, compete at state, you win medals. Your time is in the record book, and it'll always be there.
Litzko is now one of the older, more confident campers, but admits it wasn't always that way.
I was on the sidelines. I was one of the guys that are out here now, trying to get into this stuff. And, Jack and everyone else that's here now, they really pushed me to do what they seen I was good at and what I like to do. And from there, I kind of took off, and then I came into what I am now. And then here, I see other kids out there, and I see them trying to do it. I want to push them to be the best they can be.
So for 4 days, the mostly junior high and high schoolers play basketball and tennis, participate in track and field events, and even use the rock climbing wall in the campus wellness center. There are also some group games, including one called Sharks and Minnows, which Tasha DeGroat of New Hartford describes as dodgeball without the ball.
It is a little bit scary once you first get out there, but, once you get into a chair and you try it, and then you get comfortable with the chairs, I think that's the biggest part of it, is just getting comfortable with the chairs, because once you get used to those, then it's a free-for-all, basically.
Camp director Jack Ehrman is also the coach of the Iowa Chariots, the state's only wheelchair basketball team. Their motto is one that can be applied here. Just because you have to sit down, it doesn't mean you have to sit still. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.